produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the living room, the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I'm your host, Juliette Davis, and the living room is back. It's 2022, y'all. I can't believe it. It's a new year, and we are excited about all that God is going to do. I hope you're still staying safe. I hope you're taking care of yourself and your loved ones. And I hope that you see this new year as an opportunity to focus in on God and allow Him to guide and direct your life. Today's show is going to be awesome. If you are tuning in for the first time to the living room, you picked a great day to tune in. So just imagine being in a welcoming environment with cozy seating and nice atmosphere. That's what the living room is. It is a virtual place where you can come in and have a seat, be comfortable, be relaxed, and literally eavesdrop on a great conversation. Just like the tagline says, it's the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I believe that in conversation, you can learn so much. You can receive so much. So pull up a chair because we're about to engage in a great conversation. I'm so glad that you're in the living room today. My guest today is someone who I've known for several years, and I have to tell you, I am truly excited to have her in the living room. We met on the campus of Virginia State University. Shout out to all the Trojans who are listening today. One of the best HBCUs in the nation. We met on that campus, and I'm telling you, from the moment that I met her, I knew it was a divine appointment. So today in the living room joining me is Jada Harris-Wilson. She is a native of Flint, Michigan. She is a two-time graduate of Virginia State University. She received her bachelor's degree in individualized studies with a concentration in social work. And she received her master's degree in mental health counseling. She attended Virginia State University on a basketball scholarship and transitioned to a bowling scholarship. So she is an athlete at heart. And that's something that I really have learned to enjoy about her. She's also a new author, and her first book is what we are going to talk about today, and it's entitled, Dear God, College Sucks. Quite provocative, huh? So welcome to the living room, Jada Harris-Wilson.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here, Pastor Jay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So let's get started because I want to make sure we cover a lot of ground in today's show. So let's start with the title of that book. Wow. Dear God, like you are writing him a letter, College Sucks. Tell us about that title and how did you come up with it?
Okay, honestly, it just really appeared in my spirit. I was, you know, I had made God a promise, and we'll get into that a little later, that I will write a book. And as a college student, you know, we think about all the papers we have to write and all the emails we have to write also to, you know, our professors or anything like that. And I said, you know, if I could write God a letter, you know, I envision prayer as a letter from the heart. I would say title, you know, Dear God, College Sucks. So that is how it came about.
So you came up with the idea, and I hear what you're saying about you made a promise to God that you were going to write this book. So let's start there. Tell us, what was that promise all about?
Okay, at the time, Pastor Jay, I was really struggling. I had academic trouble. I was in my master's program. I just really wasn't in the place that I knew I needed to be as a believer, as a student, and as a person who understood what God, where God has placed me. And so everything, literally everything, was falling apart, and I learned in that moment that I can't be in a place without God, that God has provided me to be there. I needed God to sustain me. So I was literally outside of the dorms on a bridge, if you know Virginia State by Gateway, and I was talking to God, just looking into the sky. I said, look, I'll make you a deal. If you get me out of this and you turn the situation around, of course, the situation that I created, okay? So I said,
right,
I'll turn from
right.
my way. And you get me out of this situation, then I will write you a book. Earlier in my life, my mom would always tell me, Jetta, you need to write down the things that God has done for you because it's not normal. And he has blessed me with an eye to really realize what's going on in the present time of it, even if I don't, you know, agree or want this or, you know, think this is how this should go. But I made a promise to him, and right then after I made that promise, an hour later somebody called me and everything started to turn around, Pastor Jay, just spiritually, naturally, everything. And so he held up his end. I had to hold up mine.
That's it. And so your target audience, the people who you're really trying to reach with this book, I know will be able to relate to the things that you share in the book. So let's start there. Tell us what the book is about and what is it that you want people to gain from this book.
Okay, so the book is about my personal journey. As Pastor Jay told you, I played basketball at three different schools. I got a chance by divine alignment to even do bowling after basketball. Then I became an RA, which is a resident assistant for a dorm, and then became a GA. So every aspect of a student I could really tell you about, and I knew that was God building my resume. And a lot of times I would ask God, you know, why can't I just go through the lake to get the destination instead of going around it? And it's taking longer, God, and I just don't understand why my journey has to be harder than everybody else's. I graduated with out of high school with a 2.2. That was really low.
Wow.
So I'm not a person who's book smart. You know, I don't consider myself that way, but I got to my master's, and I graduated with my master's in December with a 3.7. And
wow.
It was by the glory of God. I know my journey won't be like everybody else's, but I feel that nobody really talks about the times where they messed up. Nobody talks about the losses and the wounds that you get from college, because you are going to get some growing pains, some wounds, and you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. That doesn't mean that this journey is not for you. It just means that you have to go a different route than everybody else did.
So from that,
the book is targeted towards high school. junior seniors, because I didn't know what college I wanted to go to. I didn't know what it takes for the requirements. Then it's also targeted towards freshmen and sophomores, and most of all, parents, believe it or not, because without my mother's support, without your support, some of the mentors that I ran into, I don't know if I would have been able to make it. God's will, of course, but I don't know how far I would have been able to make it without you guys' like support. So,
Okay, so you said a lot there. Let's see if we can unpack it real quick. You, first of all, talked about the target audience being the high schoolers and also freshmen and sophomore college students. And some of the things that I know you have experienced and I've experienced many years ago is that period of time when you just don't know who you are, you're trying to figure out school and your whole habits of being a student, but then also there's all of these other activities going on. And so you're trying to figure out how to get the best of both worlds. You know, you came there, you certainly want to finish with a degree, at least that's what we want to believe, but your actions many times don't line up with your end game. And so what would you say to the parents and to the students who have that dilemma?
Really making goals of what you want to accomplish. It's easy to get distracted. I mean, I feel in a sense, if you're not getting distracted or nothing's trying to deter you off a path, then that might not be the path for you, because it's a fight for purpose. And it was a lot of pain in college because I didn't know my learning styles, or I didn't know what schools to go to, or I didn't have people who were really experts in going to college or what to look for. Some things that I struggled with was even knowing what major I wanted to go for. And a lot of times some of my family members would come to me and be like, you're still in school, or you're still, you know, in this journey. And like the subtitle says, you have to be comfortable with, even if it doesn't look like what you pictured it. So setting goals is really important, and giving God that room to redirect you. You know, don't be so set on what you think it should be. Give God that room to redirect you and to put you on the path that he has ordained for you, because he will make room for your gift and who you're supposed to be, not just right now, but for who you're becoming.
Wow. So your advice is so sound, because it does speak to the fact that every one of us is wired to do something, to be great at something, to develop in a particular area. And the journey to get there, of course, we know, can take many paths. But the idea is to connect with people who can help you get the clues and the insight that you need to begin to hone in on, well, what is this all about for me? So you talked, and I love what you said about the mentors and the people that you ran into. Talk to us about the role of those mentors. And here's where I'm going, Jada. I want to hear how you have to be willing to receive from those mentors.
Yes. You know, growing up as a college student, we start to feel ourselves. We think we're grown. We think we can make decisions now. We're on our own. We don't need nobody to tell us what we should do or look at it from a different perspective. So, Pastor Jay, it's super important to find mentors in your field. It's super important to find mentors in different areas who will help you and who have been somewhere. You know, we all think we got it all together, and we just got to stand out, and our plan makes sense. But it was many times, and I do have to shout out a mentor really quick right now, Mr. Danny Giles. Mr. Danny Giles got me together a lot of days. Pastor Jay did too, y'all. He got me together. Okay, and I had so much respect from them. And they sold that time. They stepped into my life at a time where God really had to break me and allow my heart to be open to anyone he would send. And thank God he sent people, first of all, who looked like me, who were educated, who spoke well, who were, you know, understanding from where I came from. And maybe even if we didn't have the same background, they were willing to learn and be helpful and got me out of some situations, y'all, that I got in later, you know, just because of me thinking I knew everything or me thinking that I'm going to do it this way and it's going to work, and it didn't. So having mentors is so important. Having a support system and family members that you listen to, you don't necessarily have to always take people's opinions, but make sure you look at every perspective and say, hey, is there some truth to what they're saying? Am I being biased or emotionally, you know, immature in this area just because I think it's supposed to be this way? And just pray about it also.
Oh, my gosh. What you have shared, can we put it on a billboard? can we make T-shirts? I mean, it is so clear that your journey has taught you the lessons. And one of the ways that I can hear the wisdom, and that's what I really want to hone in on, wisdom, which is what? Mm-hmm. The right use of knowledge. And so remaining in a posture where somebody can tell you something, someone can give you, you know, the benefit of their experience. You know, I'm the youngest of four, and I can tell you that many of the things that I learned growing up, I learned because I was observant of my siblings' mistakes and challenges, and even the things that they succeeded at. I paid attention because, why? Because I didn't want to have to go through that myself, but I felt like if I learned from their journey, and guess what? If I learned from their mistakes, then I would be much better off, that they just saved me, right? They just saved me the effort and the energy and all of that that went into them learning the lesson. Now I can glean it from them and be all the better and all the wiser. And that's all we're really saying today, is that if you are a young person and you're listening to today's broadcast, please remain teachable. You know, be willing to learn, because you don't know everything. And there are a lot of things that can get you off course, and a lot of things that you think you know that you don't. And here's some profound words that I know you probably have heard, but I'm going to say it again anyway. You don't know what you don't know. So when somebody starts to give you some insight and some experiences that they've had, you know, listen. Because what you don't know is there's some other variables at work, including what you don't know about yourself. And so this is the journey, and that's why I know this book is so important. Hey, let's pause for just a moment, and let me say to those of you who are just tuning in, if you're listening to today's discussion, my guest today is Jada Harris-Wilson, and she is the author of the book, Dear God, College Sucks. And we have been talking about her book and just all of the background information that went into the decision to write the book and the journey that is captured in the book. So Jada, let me ask you about what has the process of becoming an author been like? Because I know people of all ages who have said to me, I want to write a book, or I believe I'm supposed to write a book, and I just want to take a moment to tap into that area for your journey so they can hear firsthand what was this like for you.
Okay, perfect. Well, I started to write this book during my master's program, which I didn't even realize, but it started with, since this book was about me, I knew about my journey, and so I just started writing down things in my notes. Things that God, when he would wake me up in the middle of the night, I would just start jotting. Because if you start chopping down at that tree little by little, you know, you'll have a lot at the end of it. So I would journal, and then I prayed. I said, you know, God, I know you're supposed to be teaching me how to publish this book. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know where the money's coming from. But I had to trust that this was his will for my life. So I ended up taking a seminar with an online person that I've seen. His name was Sean, and it was a free seminar, and he was just telling us step by step what we should do to publish our own book, because he was a self-published author. And so he would go down the line and he would tell us about, you know, find a mentor who maybe have written a book before and, you know, get a title that's really catchy and things of that sort. So as he talked about getting a mentor, I wrote down someone's name, someone I met in Israel. And so as the presentation went on, tell me why my mentor, who I wrote down, her book popped up. And so I knew it was a divine connection because I was going to ask her. Oh, I was like, okay, but God led me. He knew where I was going with it. And so as I got my mentor and I talked to her and she said, wow, I was just looking for a mentee. I asked her to be my mentor. She said, I was just looking for a mentee. So she had her own publishing company and she published my first book. So anyone who really wants to start writing a book, start writing it down. Start praying about it. Start looking up self-publishing people who can help you move forward, because my publishers who helped me stay on track, who read over every chapter, and you don't need to have everything figured out now. Just take that first step. And just like I said, keep praying, y'all. It was a lot of walking in faith, okay? A lot.
And that's really the last thing that I want to talk to you about, because this is what I was struck by. When we met, you were very frustrated, and you were trying to figure out what you needed to do next. You stopped into the department where I worked, and we connected. But later on, as we began to talk, I could see that your faith in God was firm, and you really wanted to do what was pleasing to Him. At the same time, you knew there was something that you needed help with getting done. I say that to say that as a young woman, a beautiful young woman, by the way, what has it been like for you to journey this way, the places that He's taken you and the things that you've accomplished as a young woman of faith?
Mm-hmm. Pastor Jay, before I got to Virginia State, I was at a junior college in Arizona, then I went to Cali in Virginia and so forth. But I made it in my mind, I've been raised in church, I'm 26 now, I've been raised in church all my life, and around 18 when I left home, I said, you know what, I'm running from God, I'm not going to church, nobody's going to make me go. And I say that to say this, because the very person I was running from, I ran right into, and he got me to a point where it was like, you can't make it without me. And you would grow up hearing, you know, trust in God, believe in Him, and people with scripture, throw the scriptures out, okay? And it almost became repetition, because I'm like, okay, you know, is this just a culture thing? Is it tradition? And I didn't have a spiritual identity and knew who God was for myself. And so,
important.
I was like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of going to church. And it wasn't until I got to college and I learned that, God, I need you to, I had to go to Him for myself. I couldn't ask my pastors anymore. I couldn't ask my mom to pray anymore. I had to get in God's face respectfully, you know, and say, God, well, you proved to be real to me. And, you know, He's our Father. He's big enough to take our problems.
Yes, He is.
And worries. And so I said, God, will you start changing it around? And as I prayed more, as I began to walk more, He started walking with me. He started showing Himself real. And I didn't hear God like everybody else. I didn't hear Him audibly, but I could see His details. I could see God in the details. So anybody who's struggling in your faith, keep asking God to show up in your life and speak to you in a language that only you can understand. And I promise you, He will meet you there.
Wow, that is so priceless to me, because I really believe that someone even now is listening, and they're not a college student, but they have questions, and they've been struggling. And what you have done is spoken to them from the pages of your own life and told them what it is that has made the difference for you. And so I am just so very, very proud of you and so glad to have you on the Living Room. And here's what I know. I know that other people who are listening to today's broadcast want to know, how can they get in touch with you? How can they get a copy of the book? And how can they follow you, you know, so they can continue to benefit from your journey? Tell us how we can do all of those things.
Okay, so I have a website, www.jadaharriswilson.com. You can buy the book from there. That's my own website. I have not been doing Amazon because, you know, Amazon has their cut that they take out of it, and I like to do it through my website so I can personally pray over the books and sign it and, you know, just do what I need to do to make sure that this custom order is perfect just for you and whoever you're buying it for. Also, you can follow me on Facebook at Jada Harris, or you can follow me on Instagram at Jada Harris, but I have two R's, two I's, and two S's on the Harris part. So
okay,
I would like you guys to follow. Yes.
Yes. Well, listen, you have been listening to Jada Harris Wilson, and she's been talking about her wonderful book, Dear God, College Sucks. And the subtitle is what caught my attention, Finding Purpose in Your College Journey, Even When It Doesn't Make Sense. So I will say to the parents out there, this is a book that would be perfect for your high schooler to read. I would say to the students themselves, if you want to know how to guide and direct your time and your effort while you are in college and get the most out of the experience, this is definitely the book for you. So you all, please hit Jada up on her website and purchase the book. I'm sure it makes a great gift as well. It's beautifully illustrated, and I really believe that it is a seed worthy of sowing, and it will definitely bring a harvest in the lives of those who receive it. So you have been engaged in a discussion in the living room, and we are so glad that you decided to join us. Again, if you need to reach me, I can be reached at Juliet Davis or Juliet Davis Ministries on Facebook, or you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at True_Journey. It's been a pleasure having you in the living room, and I'll say in closing, as I always say, because it's what always true, the Word of God has transformation power. May His Word change your life forever. God bless you, and we'll see you the next time in the living room.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. I will be your host for this evening. This is your girl, Keita Keet. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. To all of my first-time listeners, welcome, and thank you for tuning in with me this evening. And just real quick before we jump in into tonight's show, I just want to just to share this with you all. If you want to contact me by email or via social media, whether it's for prayer requests, whether it's just to say, hey, I like what you're doing, Keita, keep keep doing what you're doing. You can definitely contact me at Love to Make You Laugh at yahoo.com. And that's LUV, the number 2, MK, the letter U, LAFF at yahoo.com. And I can also be reached via Facebook as well as Instagram at Key to Keet. And that's KETTAKEET. All right. And real quick, I just want to plug this really quick. For those of you who do not know, I have a new single out. That's right. I have a new single out, and it's entitled My Light. And it can actually be found on all streaming platforms. And that is My Light. And it'll show up under Key to Keet. So definitely please check that out. I think that y'all are going to be blessed by it. I'm really excited about that project. Amen. All right. So we're going to just jump right into tonight's show. And tonight's show's topic, we're going to be talking about resisting the devil. Okay. Last week, I was on Facebook and I made this post that said, you know what? I don't know who this is for, but someone needs to tell the devil to run up, get done up. Now, Run Up, Get Done Up was a song that was released. Shout out to Crime Mob that released this song some years ago. You know, I am a 70s baby. So, you know, my genre of music was 80s, the 90s, definitely the 2000s. And so it was a song that was released, and you know, the title of it was Run Up, Get Done Up. Okay. So, but I took it as, you know what, as believers, this is something that we need to be letting the devil know. Okay. Yeah. Run up, get done up. Okay. So, and so I referenced the scripture reference that I also posted on my Facebook page was James 4:7. Okay. And so I just want to do, you know, I just want to do. And of course, and y'all know that I am a comedian as well. So but I wanted to encourage those who have been, you know, just dealing with situations and circumstances, and they're the, you know, people are just trying to figure out what in the world is going on. And you know, we have to understand as believers that we do have an enemy, but he's a defeated foe. Amen. And so sometimes, you know, not sometimes, all the time, you know, when the enemy tries it, or like we say, he tried it today, you know, or, you know, we say not today, Satan, not today and not tomorrow either. We have to know that we have the authority as believers that we can resist the devil, and he must flee. He has to flee. So, you know, we got to stand like I like to say, 10 toes down, in the word of God, knowing, that, when we resist the devil, that he must flee. All right. And, let me just start off with this real quick. The, just a practical definition of what the word resist means. And this is from the Merriam-Webster's, dictionary, online, the online definition of resist. And it says to exert force in opposition. Okay. To exert force in opposition. I also read another definition that says resist means to combat or to withstand. Okay. So so a practical definition of that is to exert force in opposition, combat or withstand. Okay. Now, we read in James 4 says, and I'm going to pull that verse up. Amen. When it talks about resisting the devil, resisting the devil and he will flee. James 4, and this is the New Living Translation. It starts off by saying this verse. So humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay. That word resist also shows up in Ephesians 6 in the New Living Translation. That's Ephesians 6 verse 13 that says, therefore put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. So again, that word resist shows up in Ephesians 6:13, meaning resist, meaning to oppose, to exert force and opposition, to combat or withstand. Okay. So it's saying God's armor, it will allow you to be able to resist or to withstand the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will still be able, you will still be standing firm. Amen. So we want to just delve in a little bit tonight about what it actually means to resist the devil. You know, how can we resist the devil? How can we stand or combat the enemy from the biblical perspective? Amen. So I found this devotional, really, really great devotional, really great read. And it's found on www.crosswalk.com. Okay. And again, that's www.crosswalk.com. And the title of the article, the devotional is, says, does resist the devil and he will flee still apply today? And I'm going to go on and say, yes, yes, it absolutely does. Okay. And so I just want to read a little bit, from this devotional and how it breaks down, what we can do, on how we can resist the devil as believers. Okay. And it says the Christian life is a battle. Spiritual warfare is real. Angels are real. Satan is real. As a sworn enemy of our Savior, Satan's greatest desire is to turn people away from Christ through his lies and deceit. For a Christian to function as if this is not a reality is a recipe for spiritual disaster. Although the devil cannot snatch believers away from Christ, which is found in 1 John 5:18, he is still hard at work to cause division among believers, render them ineffective in their testimony, and damage their relationship with God. Because of this reality, Christians are called to resist the devil. We are to stand firm, okay? Stand firm and oppose the adversary of God's people. Okay, so again, we're referencing the verse James 4:7. Okay. Now, again, and it says talks about submitting to God first. Okay. So submitting to God and resisting the devil go hand in hand. All right. As one commentator puts it, submission to God is itself an act of resistance to the devil. As people align their lives with God, the result becomes a growing resistance to the temptations of the devil, and he loses any foothold and must flee. To think that we can resist Satan without humbly submitting our lives to God is the height of arrogance. Submitting to God means elevating his word above our own desires, yielding ourselves to God's revealed will in the scriptures, and desperately calling to him in prayer to ask for grace to help in the time of need. Amen. There is no better illustration of what this looks like than the example of Jesus himself. At the beginning of his earthly ministry, he had to resist the devil in the wilderness. And that's found in Matthew 4 as well as Luke 4. Even though Jesus was God in flesh, he resisted Satan by submitting to the will of the Father and quoting scripture. Amen. So I just want to stop right there real quick and just talk about that how we can look to Jesus as the ultimate example of our lives, and especially in this case on how to resist the devil and he must flee. Now, and of course, talking about when Satan tried to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus kept just confirming and affirming the word of God to oppose Satan. And Satan had to flee. And so for us as believers, we also, have to submit to the word of God. And remember that using the word of God is a weapon against the enemy. You know, the enemy lies. The Bible says he's the father of lies. The word of God says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. This is what he has set out to do. So if he steals, he kills, he destroys, he lies. But the word of God says that Jesus comes that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So we have to take hold of the word of God and God's promises. When Jesus said that he has come to give us life and life more abundantly, and when the enemy is telling you or trying to whisper in your ear that that you are going to die, or he's lying and telling you that you're going to remain sick, when he's lying and telling you that you're going to have this particular disease for the rest of your life, when the devil comes to whisper in your ear and said that that you came from nothing, your family came from nothing, you're not going to be the first to do anything in your family. These are all lies from the enemy. So when we are submitted to God and his word, and when we read the word for ourselves and understand how much God truly loves us and keeps his promises to us, we have to know that using the word of God will make the devil flee. Amen. Yeah, he's a liar. And the truth ain't nowhere in him. And so we have to stand on that. You know, like my sister, I say this all the time. My sister says, you and this 10 toes down. I say, yes. I said, we have to stand 10 toes down when it comes to the word of God. And of course, I equated that to the word of God. I said, standing 10 toes down. The Bible says to be steadfast, unmovable. Okay. So we have to be steadfast and unmovable when we are standing on the word of God. You know, we got to know that God keeps his promises, and we have to remember that when Satan comes to tell you something, it's a lie. Amen. Right. Praise God. So this article on crosswalk.com continues and talks about resisting the devil, and he must flee. And it says, for us to think that we can resist the devil any other way other than submitting to God is foolish. Okay. After his command to resist the devil, James, now, of course, he's the writer of the book, James commands his readers to draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. This command is also indivisibly connected to the command to resist the devil. It shows that the ultimate goal is a restored relationship with God. Amen. And I've talked about this several times on previous previous shows about the importance of having that true relationship with God. And it is something that that as believers that we should be intentional about pursuing daily. God wants to have a relationship with us, you know, so he desires for us to seek him daily, seek him on a regular. Amen. So that is another way that we can resist the devil. When we have that restored relationship with God, it definitely allows God to speak to us, to speak to our heart, to reveal his word to us. Amen. Praise God. It goes on to say, we resist Satan, not to make our lives easier, but to restore our walk with Jesus. Just as submission to God is an act of resistance to the devil, so is a zealous pursuit of God. Satan cannot dwell in the presence of God. So the one who desperately runs the throne of grace can rest assured that the devil cannot follow him there. Amen. So when we desperately seek the presence of God, and we run after that throne of grace, he cannot follow us there. Amen. Praise God. All right. So the article goes on to give us some practical ways. What can Christians do to resist the devil? Okay. Amen. All right. It says, it's important for believers to remember that our ability to resist the devil should not be viewed in isolation. There are things that must happen in our hearts before, during, and after we resist. Here are some practical ways that we can resist the devil. Okay. Number one, take stock of your own sinful desires. It says, do you have deeply held desires and cravings that produce relational tension and conflict when they aren't fulfilled? Realize that the devil has you right where he wants you. Repent of those sinful desires and ask God for the grace to love him more than yourself. Glory to God. All right. The second one says, compare God's word to your own lifestyle. Satan is the father of lies. Just said that. He's the father of lies. So often we fall prey to those lies without knowing it. Okay. We need a regular dose of God's truth in our lives so that we can clearly discern truth from error. Pick up your Bible and see if you're living it or ignoring it. So again, we're talking about, standing firm on the word of God and, honing in on God's truth about our lives. And it's also vital that we are also spirit led, that we seek Holy Spirit on a daily basis as well. Okay. I'm not sure if many of you, you know, saw this, but this was a video that had went viral. It was an episode of Family Feud. And one of the ladies, it was time for them to do, I believe it's Fast Money, or the last the last portion of the game where they can win the big prize. But before she started, she started with the chant, and she said, "Holy Spirit, activate!" And so that was her chant, because she knew that she needed Holy Spirit to help her even during that time. Then we're talking about Family Feud, and it was on TV, but she knew that she had to call on Holy Spirit to activate in her life right then and there for her to get the answers in order for them to win the you know, the big money. Well, I have kind of adopted that for myself. So daily, I'm Holy Spirit, activate. Please be in operation today. Let the fruit of the Spirit be in operation in my life today. So I just want to encourage those who are listening, in your, you know, when you wake up in the morning, your quiet time and your devotional time, and before you get, you know, get your day going, it's all right to say, Holy Spirit, activate, 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 Holy Spirit, activate. And he will operate strong in your life that day. I'm telling you, what I know. All right. So definitely, having a regular dose of God's truth in our lives. And so that we can clearly discern truth from error, and Holy Spirit will reveal all truth to you. Okay. So, so it's important to be spirit led. Amen. The third one, says, don't be casual in your Christianity. If Satan is a master deceiver, then his tactics won't always be obvious and his attacks won't always be overt. Don't think that you can cruise through life picking and choosing when to follow God and think that you can escape Satan's attacks. Put on the armor of God before Satan attacks. Don't wait until you're in the thick of the battle. Okay, so that goes back to Ephesians 6:13. Talking about putting on the whole armor of God so we'll be able to resist the attacks of the enemy. Amen. Praise God. All right. And now this article closes. with a prayer of encouragement to resist the devil so he will flee. And so I want to read that prayer as we close tonight's show. For those who are being challenged right now. Okay. When, you know, the enemy is definitely trying to rear his ugly head, and, you know, we are being challenged in certain areas in our life. This is a prayer of encouragement, according to crosswalk.com, a prayer of encouragement to resist the devil so he will flee. So in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have already won the victory. Because of your death on the cross, Satan's fate has been sealed. Thank you for equipping and enabling me to resist the devil's attacks. Thank you for your word that can expose my own sinful desires and refute the lies of the devil. Help me to stand firm, rooted in the faith, shielded by your armor, and dependent on your grace. Help me to resist the devil today in the name of the one who crushed the head of the serpent, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I pray that you all were definitely encouraged by tonight's show, that we can resist the devil and he will flee, that we can withstand 10 toes down and oppose the enemy. And he will flee. And we can do that through standing firm on God's word, knowing God's promises, knowing that God will never leave us nor forsake us, knowing that God wants to have a genuine relationship with us. And that when we submit to God, the devil has no choice but to flee. So I still stand firm to say, to tell the devil, run up, get done up. But through the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Thank y'all so much for joining me this evening. You all have a blessed evening and an awesome weekend. Good night.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.